We're in Simin Reish Nun Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Now, what we learned so far is that there's an Isser of Hatmona on Erev Shabbos. You can't insulate your food on Erev Shabbos in a Dover HaMosef Hevel, in a material that gives all, that generates heat. We're going to learn just what they are. And if you did, then B'dieved, the food is Osir, unless you gain nothing from it, meaning unless the food was not mitstamik v'yafalo, all you did was the food remained hot. Also, on Shabbos itself, there's an Isra Atmana, even in a Dover She'ena Mosef Hevel, even in something that doesn't generate its own heat, insulating on Shabbos is also as a gzera that you're going to realize your food cooled down and you're going to go and put it on the fire and stoke the coals. Now, what happens b'di'eved? So we said in all cases, the halacha is the b'di'eved, it is asr. The Ramah brought down a deya that b'di'eved, b'shogeg, it is mutter. They are comparing it to the halacha of shehiyah. In shehiyah, where you left something on the fire before Shabbos, and you forgot it, so the halacha is b'di'eved. The Mechaber paskins that if the food was mevushal called tzarko, that b'di'eved it is mutter. And according to the Ramah, once it's kukamachal ben drosoy, it's mutter anyway, because it was mutter to do l'chatchila. Now here, in the case of Hatmana, the Ramah said before that b'di'eved, you can be somach on it being mutter, that it gets the identical halachas of shehiyah. So let's read a little bit in the Mechaber, and then we'll talk out something, to speak out something that the Bir Halacha mentioned before. Afilu tavshil shenizbashal called tzarko, osur la'atvin b'shabbos, afilu b'dover she'ena mosef hevel. The halacha is that a tavshil shenizbashal called tzarko, something that was fully cooked, you cannot be matmin on Shabbos, even in a dover she'ena mosef hevel, as a chash, that you're going to realize it cooled down, and you're going to stoke the coals. Now, here we have a chiddush. In Shehiyah, we're not afraid that you're going to stoke the coals. If it's Mavushal called Sarko and it's Namik Viralo, and according to the Ramah, once it's cooked, Kamachal Ben Drosoi. Whereas here, with regard to Hatmana, it is Osir. The reason being that when you do Hatmana, you generally do it for a longer amount of time, and you have greater expectations. Here, we're afraid that you are going to end up stoking the coals, as opposed to Shia, which is usually for just for the night, and there, if it's already edible, you're not going to stoke the coals, because it's not going to make all that much of a difference. Now, that being the case, we have to understand something. In Shehiyah, the halach is if it's kukamacho ben drosoy, the Ramah holds that you don't even need to cover the fire. You can leave it there on a fire. Even though we're machmer l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah is said to do that, but in a time of need, you could be somach on the ikar adin of the Ramah. Certainly b'di'evit, if someone took something that was cooked kamachal ben drosoy and left it on the fire, where the Ramah held it was mutter l'chatchila, we're not going to answer it b'di'evit. In Hatmana, we say that if something is cooked kamachal ben drosoy, there's still an isser of Hatmana. Here the halacha is that there still is an Isser of Hatmana. We are choshesh for chitui, since you're covering it from all sides. There was a day in the Ramah before that b'di'eved, b'shogeg, we will give Hatmana the same halacha as Shehiyah. Now, in Shehiyah, the Mechaber Shita was that if it's Mavusha called Tzarko, it won't be Aser b'di'eved. According to the Ramah, although he agreed in the Yesod to that halacha was irrelevant, since he holds that l'chatchila, as soon as it's kukamacho ben drosoy, even if it's not mevushal called sarko, she is mutter l'chatchila. So you don't have to go and tell me that it's mutter b'di'evit. The question will be, when we carry that over to Hatmana in this other shita, the shita that the Ramah brought, that Hatmana b'shogig should say had the same halacha as Shehiyah, what will the halacha here be b'di'evit? If it's mevushal called sarko, so certainly that's going to be mutter. What if it's only mevushal kamacho ben drosoy? Could one be makel there or not? So here there's a real svara to say that one cannot be makel. The reason being like this. In the case of Shehiyah, the reason we were makel is because we held it was mutter l'chatchila. B'di'eved, there's no problem since we held mikra, then it was mutter l'chatchila if it's mevushal kamacho ben drosoy. In Hatmana, we are saying that the Ikar Adin is that if it's Mavusha Kamacho Ben Drosoy, it's still Aser. It's got to be that it's the halacha is even if it's Mavusha called Tzarko, there's an Isser of Hatmana. So here, what we're falling back on is not what's Mutter L'Chatchila, but what's going to be Mutter B'di'evit. What's mutter b'diyeved in the case of shehiyah, say according to the Machaber, who held that if it's kukamachal ben rasoi, there still is an issur shehiyah, we said only if it's mevushal kol tzarko. Similarly, therefore, here in a case of hatmana, if it's not mevushal kol tzarko, it would be very difficult for us to be matred where a person did it b'shogeg. Because the heter of b'diyeved, that says that once it's mevushal kol tzarko, we're not going to assert if you did it b'shogeg, that's only if it's mevushal kol tzarko. You can't carry over the heter from Shihi of Machal ben Rasoi, because that was the heter based on the lechatchila being mutter, and in Hatmana we hold that it's not mutter lechatchila. So based on that, we have a Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Brura pretty much goes with it, that if something is only cooked Machal ben Rasoi, and you did Hatmana on it, b'shogeg, it's going to be aser b'di'evet. Whereas if it's mevushal called sarko, there b'shogeg, it's going to be mutter b'di'evet. Now we go a little further. Says the Mechaber, "Umikol makom losum kelim ala tafshel kedei l'shamro min ha'achborim, to go and put a pot over a tafshel to keep it to keep away the mice, or kedei shlo yistanaf afuris, or to keep the dust out. Shari, it's mutter. Shein ze kemat ben lohachem milik ashomer v'nosum kisur alakdeira. The halacha is that covering a pot is not called hatmana. So you are allowed to cover something to keep it covered, and that will not get a shame hatmana if you're trying to keep the dust out of it." It's interesting, the Rav Moshe in the Igris wants to, this is the way he learns the Magen Avraham, he wants to say that you're allowed to cover something, and we do not call the lid derech hatmana if it is the natural lid of the pot. If you're covering with something strange, then it's only mutter if you're covering it to keep the dust out, but if you're keeping it in order that it retain its heat, that would constitute hatmana. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe, let us say that you want to put aluminum foil on top of a pot. You don't have the lid of the pot. You want to put aluminum foil on it. If you're doing it in order that it retain its heat, it would be also that would be hatmana, because that's not its natural cover. Whereas if you're doing it just to keep the dust out, Rav Moshe would say there it's mutter, because that's what this machaber is talking about. That's what this machaber is talking about. Va'ayin li'el simin reishon and gimel. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really know what he wants from reishon and gimel. Siv Gimel Elu Hein Advar Ma Mosifim Hevel. These are the things that are Mosif Hevel. Psolish Shel Zesim. After you squeeze the oil out of olives, what's left of the olive? So this is an organic substance that decomposes, and as it decomposes, it generates heat. Oshel Shum Shemin. Similarly, when they crush sesame, so the skin of it comes off. So if you use that, the leftovers, meaning the skin, if you use that as an insulant, it will, as it decomposes, also generate heat. The difference between psolah shel zeisim and psolah shel shumshim, the Gemara says, is that psolah shel zeisim gives off a lot of heat. So even if you just put that on the bottom and you wrap the rest around in things that don't generate heat, it's called hatmana in a mosif hevel. Whereas in the case of shumshimin, it's only if you wrap it around completely with the shumshimin that it's going to be mosif hevel. The zevel umelach v'sid v'chol, fertilizer, salt, lime, and sand, ben lachim ben yevashim, whether they're dry or wet. The teven v'zagin, whereas straw, zagin is the after they squeeze the grape juice out of the grape, so the leftover skin. Umuchin shmatis, rags, va'asabim, grass. Bisman sheshloshtam lachim, when the three of them are lach. What's with the three of them? Because Tevin and Zagim are considered one min, really. Ve'elu dvarim shein mosifim hevel. And these are the things that are not mosif hevel. What are they? Ksus, clothing. Peris, fruit. Ve'kamfe yona, says the Ramo, oshar nautzos, all feathers. Ve'na'oris shel pishtan, when you bang out the flax, so the little pieces that come off it. Venusaurus shall harashim, sawdust. Says the Rama, Pirish hakash hadak, hanoful mina eitzk shemagaranos of megira. So all of that is considered atmana in an ena mosif hevel. Yes, Yeshomim, says the Rama, the mutter lahatin besloim, that you're allowed to do atmana in rocks, afal bishem osif in hevel, even if it's rocks that give off heat. The Mishnah Berurah says these are flintstones. the Mimilsa Lo Shricha Lo Gozerbe Rabbanan, because something abnormal, Chazal, we're not Gozerin. Mishnah Berurah says it's got to be something totally abnormal. But if it's a kind of stone that people occasionally use for Atmana, it'll be Aser.